The idea for the Lake Cumberland Slaves Memorial took shape after a young white man fatally shot 9 African Americans during a Bible study at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. Some Lake Cumberland area residents were at a sunrise service at Somerset City Cemetery and discovered that what looked like a vacant area was actually a site where slaves were buried. Since then, other similar sites have been located, and a memorial sculpture has been designed and is being constructed. Philip Duncan is co-chair of the project. He says the region's Unity Breakfast and Martin Luther King Day events have the theme Embracing the Journey, and the groundbreaking shares that message.
To draw attention to those who really don't have a voice, didn't have a voice in the time of slavery, and we look forward to just being able to celebrate the accomplishments that they did and the contributions that they made to our community here around the Lake Cumberland area.
Duncan says slaves in the Lake Cumberland region are known to have built many of the signature limestone walls and were also an important part of agriculture. The memorial sculpture is expected to arrive from the artist Georgia studio by early April. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.